go ahead.
Okay, we're getting ready to go to work on this Skylab food preparation bit, and we're trying to check out some camera settings and all. We've got 16mm magazine allocated for this with CIM film in it. And by checking the most light that I can get on most objects, it looks like you're running at wide open aperture and about a 60th of a second. I guess I'd like to know if you want to do that or if you'd like to use a higher ASA and process the film differently.
Okay, we'll talk about that. Ken, the comm's pretty bad right now. We're having a hard time getting that. We understood that the light meter indicates that the film that was indicated to use here probably isn't going to be fast enough, and we're asking to use a faster film, but we didn't get there how severe the problem was. Go ahead, Ken. The comm's still pretty bad, though.
Okay, we were going to get started on the biostatic radar frequency check, if you're ready.
Okay, Charlie, I guess we'd like you to hold off for a minute on that VHS test.
All right.
Ken Houston, the comm may be a little better now if you go through the problem again.
Okay, Tony, it looks like it's not as bright in here as we'd like to be able to get it. And we'll try timing it with some of the window shades out and see if we can get it a little brighter. But the cabin floodlights looks like a 60th of a second is about the max I can get off of the 10mm lens. And I was going to suggest either going to the 18, which will give me a little faster shutter speed because it's got a wider aperture, or we'll take a little less photography and just do it when the sun gives us a good illumination through one of the windows.
Okay, we copy that. We'll work it.
I think we'd get more uniform photography if we did it with the window shades up and with all our lights in one fixed position. That way you'd get a lot more photography done rather than having to wait. I really don't think you can afford to wait until the sun's in just the right place to do your eating.
I understand.
Okay, Tony, we're going to restore my suit if you guys don't want us to touch it.
Right, we're not going to worry about it tonight. We'll have some sort of an answer tomorrow. So you go ahead and stow the suit.
Okay. And our H2 tank pressure just dropped back down to 240.
Okay, yeah, we saw that.
Just back up to 270.